A Chinese citizen uploaded a video where he shared an unsettling experience. He bit into a tomato, and what he saw made him shiver. He asked people to help him figure out what exactly he had eaten. Someone replied, "All the bacteria are attacking." Watermelons and winter melons are common all around the world, and they generally look similar. We've all seen them, but have you ever seen one like this? On September 12th, a woman in China discovered two strangely shaped watermelons in a melon field. The top half looked like a watermelon, and the bottom half looked like a winter melon. Netizens joked that this was a new variety called Little Wintermelon Watermelon. However, some speculated that this odd shape was due to too many pesticides, causing a mutation. One person even said, "I wouldn't dare eat it." Another netizen said, "Let me show you what a real watermelon looks like." As he cut into it, the watermelon spread out like a basketball. Some people said it wasn't ripe, but how could an unripe watermelon grow so big? He laughed while cutting the watermelon, and when he finally opened it, the inside was completely white. Next, a netizen showed a close-up of chicken feet and asked, "How many toes does this have?" After counting, it had at least 5 toes, clearly a mutation. Have you ever seen a duck with 3 legs? Well, here's one. Do you think this duck is safe to eat?
Has anyone ever encountered this before? Maybe I'll win the lottery today. Can this egg even be eaten? They were shocked, saying it was the first time in 37 years they'd seen this happen.
One person joked that this was a special kind of eggs for gyms, where people don't eat egg yolks. But the real question is, how did this egg even form? These strange food incidents highlight the alarming mutations happening in China's food supply. From vegetables to fruits and even meat, the issues have become so noticeable they're hard to ignore. A netizen uploaded a video about how even seeds in cornfields are starting to mutate. Now, a single seed only produces 2 ears of corn. The user worried that corn would eventually become extinct at this rate. These are the jujubes I bought from the supermarket. I was worried they might have used preservatives during transportation, so I soaked them in water. The result was all foam. I didn't add anything, just used tap water, and it turned out like this. What did they put on the outside of these jujubes? Is it dishwashing liquid? Can these jujubes even be eaten? Look at this meat, the pork rib I just bought. Look at it. When I pull it, it just falls apart. It breaks apart so easily. What kind of meat is this? You see, it doesn't even need a knife. You can just tear it apart with your hands. One netizen commented, "This meat has probably been in the freezer for at least 5 years, and it's been thawed and refrozen, which is why it looks like this. It's not fit for consumption." A netizen bought a bunch of peaches, but when she cut them open, she was disappointed. These peaches look so good on the outside, but why are the insides all black? Every single one looks like this. Let me cut another one for you to see. Look, the outside is shiny and beautiful, but the inside is black. Every single one looks like this. Why is it happening? None of them are edible. That it was because the preservatives on the outside were too strong, and the core couldn't handle it, so it turned black. People nowadays only care about the outside appearance. Fresh food isn't the only issue. Snacks are also a major problem. On September 13th, a man in Shangrao, Jiangxi, found a whole dead gecko in a snack package while eating at home, and the video sparked widespread discussion. The video circulating online showed a pack of Xiangzhi Song brand fishtails on a table, with a piece of fish meat and a dead gecko next to it on a napkin. The netizen who posted the video, Mr. Jiang, told reporters of Xiangzhi Song flavored fishtails from a small shop in his village. He said, "When I was eating, I found a whole gecko inside. It was so disgusting it made me feel nauseous." That this package of fishtails only contained one fishtail and a whole gecko. He mentioned that this wasn't the first time he bought the snack. Usually, the package contains 2 or 3 fishtails. Mr. Jiang stated that he had contacted the manufacturer, but the company expressed disbelief and asked him to send the gecko back. He refused, saying, "They just called and asked me to send it back, but I didn't agree." In response to the incident, the food company's staff said, "This is impossible. The Food Quality Supervision Bureau is already investigating. It's just a prank." One netizen commented, "These manufacturers are really arrogant. They dare to ask the customer to send back evidence without giving them a single cent, and if you don't, they just flatly deny everything. What kind of background do they have?" Another netizen shared a sad truth. "The people who eat this kind of snack are the lower class, so they don't care about you. If someone with some influence goes after them, they'll settle it privately right away. Understand? It's not the gecko's fault. It's the people eating the snack that are the problem." Regarding prepared food, there have been many reports, but most people don't know that many 5-star hotels in China are now using pre-made dishes. a journalist who went undercover at a high-end hotel filmed a video showing that all the food on the table was takeout ordered by customers. The journalist explained that the hotel only uses a pair of scissors and a heating pot to easily achieve a smokeless kitchen. Recently, rumors about pre-made dishes at restaurants in Shibei have continued to cause a stir, and pre-made dishes seem to be taking over the entire restaurant industry. On September 19th, media reports revealed that Green Tea Restaurant, which also has branches in Hong Kong, quickly removed the advertising slogan outside its stores, which said, "No pre-made dishes, made to order." Green Tea Restaurant, a popular chain specializing in Zhejiang cuisine, has over 500 branches nationwide. According to domestic media investigations, multiple Green Tea Restaurant locations had removed their made-to-order signs, and a Southern Daily reporter found that the sign had indeed been taken down. In addition, some netizens noticed that the claim had been removed from the restaurant's disposable takeout containers. The restaurant responded, claiming that some signature dishes like roasted chicken are still made to order, but did not directly address whether pre-made dishes are used. This sparked a discussion online, with concerns over misleading restaurant advertising and the potential to harm consumer rights. In Hong Kong, according to the Trade Descriptions Ordinance, if the content of an advertisement is inconsistent with the actual product, it could be considered a misleading statement, which is illegal. Although there's no clear legal definition of pre-made dishes versus made-to-order, once it involves false or misleading claims, businesses can be reported or investigated. Green Tea Group has disclosed in its prospectus that it established partnerships with professional food processing companies through framework agreements to accelerate the expansion of its restaurant network in mainland China. The group collaborates with 205 third-party food processing companies, outsourcing most of the food prep to them. The China Securities Regulatory Commission had previously inquired about food safety and the proportion of pre-made dishes used at Green Tea Restaurant. In March of last year, that a dish sold at the Green Tea Restaurant in Hangzhou was a pre-made dish, and it wasn't labeled as such on the menu. The dish was subsequently removed from the menu. As of August 2025, Green Tea Restaurant had over 500 locations across 21 provinces, 4 municipalities, and 2 autonomous regions in China, as well as in Hong Kong. One netizen commented that the dish in question is usually a premium dish served at high-end restaurants to overcharge customers. To find that it was actually pre-made is unbelievable. They said, "I have to say the restaurant industry in mainland China has completely collapsed. There's almost no place that's clean anymore." Another netizen remarked that the root cause of food mutations and industry collapse lies in the warped mentality of people. They said, "Nowadays, many Chinese have such twisted mindsets that they do things that harm others for no reason." On September 18th, a shocking video surfaced from a milk tea shop in Shenzhen, where an employee dipped their slippers into a box of tapioca pearls and handled the pearls with their bare hands to make milk tea. The video quickly went viral. In the video, the employee casually removed their slippers and dipped them into the prepared tapioca balls, then used their slipper-covered hands to grab a handful and place them in a milk tea cup. The employee also wiped their dirty hands on the unsanitary counter before continuing. The video was traced back to an IP address in Guangdong, and the account had 984 followers. The account has since been set to private. The blogger's antics were widely condemned for seeking attention at any cost. Netizens commented, "People have lost all sense of boundaries. They'll do anything for clicks." Another said, "When a person's mindset is so wrong, they'll do bad things wherever they go. Remember that kid at Hai Di Lao? The one who peed in the hot pot? He cost the company over 2 million yuan, and this one will probably have to pay 50,000 yuan." Others added, "This is just what we've seen. There are so many more you haven't." On the same day, Red Star News contacted the milk tea shop involved. The manager responded that the employee had just started their shift and had only been working for 40 minutes when the incident occurred. Their behavior was noticed and the employee was taken away by the police for investigation. The pearls and milk tea involved were discarded, and the store was temporarily closed for cleanup. Nearby residents and other shops confirmed that the store is now closed. In February of this year, two 17-year-old boys, surnamed Tong and Wu, jumped onto the table and urinated into the boiling hot pot while dining at a private room at Hai Di Lao restaurant in Shanghai. They later uploaded the video to the internet. Hai Di Lao issued an apology statement, stating that all the pots and utensils used in the restaurants were destroyed and replaced, and a deep cleaning was carried out. However, since the incident occurred 12 days earlier, more than 4,000 customers had visited the restaurant during that time, and might have used the contaminated pots. Heidi Lau promised to compensate these potential victims with 10 times the amount they paid, and also announced that they would file lawsuits against Tang, Wu, and their parents. After the Shanghai Huangpu People's Court reviewed the case, on September 12th, it was ordered that Tang, Wu, and their parents had to publicly apologize in designated newspapers. They were also required to compensate Heidi Lau for the loss of utensils, cleaning costs, and the company's operational and reputational losses, which totaled 2.2 million yuan, or over 300,000 US dollars. The incident has been dubbed the most expensive urine in history. Yet it seems to have no deterrent effect on those with malicious intent, as the food industry in China continues to face one scandal after another. Recently, many parents in Shanghai took to social media to complain about a student lunch on September 15th. The shrimp and egg stir-fry in the meal was unexpectedly removed because it had a foul smell. The meal was provided by Lu Jie Company, a food supplier with a rather significant background. Local media outlet Xinming Evening News verified the incident with local schools. Many Shanghai netizens commented that the Shanghai Moms Group was in an uproar. The parent of a third grader at a local elementary school posted a photo of their child's lunch, which included yellowed celery, sticky meatballs, and semi-cold rice. The meal, which cost 2 US dollars, was supplied by Lu Jie Industrial Development Company. Many parents chimed in, saying their children also complained about the taste, while others shared that their children had been eating frozen fish fillets for a week straight. However, these posts and videos were quickly deleted. On September 17th, an employee from a local food distribution company complained to reporters that the foul smell in the shrimp and egg stir-fry were likely due to poor sourcing or improper freezing. He added that many frozen foods are kept in cold storage for a long time. He further explained that the ingredients for student meals are not the same as those used for teachers, which are fresher. The employee also mentioned that Lu Jie is a leading supplier for campus meal distribution in Shanghai, with strong connections behind the scenes. Even if parents complain about food quality, it's difficult to change suppliers because contracts are usually locked in advance. The incident sparked widespread attention from the public, exposing more shocking details about school meals in Shanghai. Lu Jie found itself at the center of the controversy. On September 18th, a netizen reported that the Shanghai Food Safety Information Traceability Platform showed that some beef and lamb products purchased for a primary school in Minhang District had expiration dates of up to 540 days. Reports from Dafeng News confirmed the claims, revealing that the producer of these meat products was Shanghai Beef and Lamb Company, and they were distributed through Lu Jie. The official website of the Minhang District Experimental Primary School shows that all four campuses of the school have cafeterias, all operated by Lu Jie Company. Together, they serve more than 7,500 students. When media reached out to the school, the staff refused to respond or immediately hung up. Further investigation revealed that in addition to the 540-day frozen beef and lamb, Lu Jie Company had also purchased frozen chicken, duck, and fish with expiration dates of 365 days, and even frozen pork belly with a shelf life of 720 days. However, by the morning of September 19th, the related traceability records for these frozen meats had been entirely removed from the Shanghai Food Safety Platform. After the shrimp stir-fry incident, complaints about Lu Jie food services surged, with students widely reporting on social media that the food was unpalatable and difficult to swallow. In some cases, students even fainted from hunger after being unable to finish their school lunches. Negative reviews of Lu Jie food services have been circulating for some time. However, these complaints seem to have little to no impact on the company's expansion. Media reports indicate that Lu Jie had nearly monopolized the campus meal services in Shanghai. According to data from Qi Cha Cha, Lu Jie won 27 bidding projects in August alone, covering cafeteria meal services at 70 schools in Shanghai. In the bidding process for Shanghai Caoyang No. 2 Middle School, Lu Jie stood out with a top score of 85.8%. As of September 18th, data from Tianyan Cha showed that Lu Jie had won a total of 101 projects this year. According to a report from Shangguan News, in January 2024, Lu Jie services covered more than 500 primary and secondary schools, as well as kindergartens, in all 16 districts of the city. It provided over 500,000 meals a day. Lu Jie is one of the largest providers of nutritional meals in Shanghai. Behind this vast business scale, Lu Jie has faced many legal disputes. As of September 18th, the company has been involved in 29 lawsuits, most concerning liability disputes for service providers, labor contract disputes, and disputes over life, body, and health rights. A judgment from 2023 revealed the chaotic management of Lujia's labor practices. The judgment stated that Lujia had transferred a cleaning staff member who had worked only 7 days to the position of a noodle chef. The next day, the staff member was injured while operating a dough press. Chinese netizens have raised suspicions about the company's unusual background, demanding an investigation into which high-ranking Shanghai official is supporting it behind the scenes. One Edison said, Foreign Language Experimental School, Shanghai Guangming Middle School, Shanghai Weiyu Middle School, these are all prestigious schools in Shanghai. Even these top schools have been affected. Is there any safe food left in China? According to the Time Weekly, the current chairman of Lujia Food Services, Tao Xi, also serves as the chairman of Frozen Foods Exchange. He has previously worked as the financial manager and general manager at Changren Pofang Group, and the former president of New Hope Liu He. The general manager and legal representative, Ge Junfeng, is a partner at Shanghai Hosheng Xingxing and Hehe Enterprise Management Consulting Center. Lujia's significant shareholder, Wang Hong, is also the founding partner of Hosheng Investment and the vice chairman of New Hope Investment Group. The ultimate beneficiary of New Hope Investment Group is the well-known entrepreneur, Liu Yonghao. This hidden capital chain reveals that Lujia Food Services, which appears to be an ordinary campus food supplier, has close ties to top agricultural and food giants across China. One netizen remarked that information about the cancellation of special privileges has been circulating online again. This could be false information, deliberately spread by authorities to appease public opinion, or it could be a signal of growing dissatisfaction with the Chinese Communist Party. However, those who are clear-headed understand that as long as the CCP exists, special privileges will not be cancelled. As long as the privileges remain, the CCP will not fall. These two entities are symbolic and cannot exist independently. Special privileges are one of the most mutated and expressive supply-demand relationships in China, and the fundamental factor behind all mutations is the CCP. However, when every link in China's food supply faces problems, special privileges will no longer be sustainable. From people to resources to the environment, China has lost the factors that allow for special privileges to exist.